What I'm going to talk about this morning is based upon my last 35 years of practice, which has largely been focused on water, both surface and groundwater, and trying to market it, develop it. Just different things I've learned that I hope will be helpful to you if you become involved in trying to market your water. Let's see. Okay. Marketing groundwater. Critical. The issue is, are we going to have enough water for our growing demand in the state of Texas? I'm sure most of you have seen these next two slides I'm going to use or something similar to them. They're based upon the data that the Texas Water Development Board has been including in their last several state water plans that shows the dramatic growth in Texas between up through the year 2060. We're going to more than double our size, almost 50 million people. People are flocking to Texas. Texas is probably one of the fastest growing states in the nation, and Central Texas has two of the top five fastest growing counties. So the need for water, the demand for water is critical. As this last slide shows, we've got about an 8 to 9 million acre foot shortfall in the year 2060. If we don't develop additional supplies. So when you talk about marketing groundwater, the first thought comes to mind is there's such a demand that's out there, it ought to be easy. And the reality is that it's not easy and it's not quick. I will tell you that marketing groundwater is not for the faint-hearted and it is not for the impatient. This is not about flipping real estate. This is not about drilling an oil well and getting a gusher in a short period of time. You know, you can go to the Railroad Commission, file your P1, and you can go out and start drilling your well in no time. And that's not the case when it comes to developing groundwater.